Come on, man.
And with the local DBC News, LLQJ with a triumphant cover.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Appreciate our most recent guest. Next time we're making him call in, though, man. Attorney General Josh Call in need of a better Zoom mic, but we'll work it out. We'll work it out. I hope you were able to hear all the fine content provided. That's the most important thing. And Fancy Brian, I've just booked another fine guest for this fine program. Still working even during the commercial breaks. John Nichols from the Cap Times and the Nation going to join us top of the 5 o'clock hour. So that's like 10 minutes away. So that's good news. And our little buddy, Dominic, another unexcused absence. No, he had it planned, but come on, man. We're going into like a 3-4 day weekend. You had to take off the Monday before. Must be, what, an extended summer fest? Is big band playing tonight? What's going on?
I can't tell you, but I guarantee you it's Summerfest related. Whatever it is, it probably is. He's the Summerfest king now.
He is partying. Wherever he's at, he's having a good time, I suspect.
Even when interviewing candidates or important people.
You know, I had a hell of a good time this weekend at the Democratic Party convention, but I think it was the first one I've ever been to unchaperoned by Dominic. You know, sometimes he kind of takes the edginess off Crudy. Apparently, I've got a reputation for being somewhat blunt, Fancy Brian.
Well, it's a well...
It precedes me.
Well, you've definitely earned it, for sure, and it's not a bad thing.
Well, tell that to a few of the candidates. They seem a little leery of my bluntness occasionally.
Well, when you're political, that's kind of how it is.
Do you see what happened to Rudy Giuliani over the weekend?
I heard snippets.
Snippets, yes, that's one way of putting it. Rudy Giuliani was kind of welcomed, you might say. You know, someone wanted to touch him and let him know they were a big fan of, you know, Rudy Giuliani. Who's not a big fan of Rudy? Where'd I hide this one? I can't believe I can't find my Rudy stuff. Well, here's one. Now, a man apparently walked up to Rudy, who was on the campaign trail for his kid, Andrew, the ne'er-do-well son of Rudy Giuliani. And I mean, you know, you can hardly blame the kid. The crazy hardly falls far from the tree. But anyways, the old man was out campaigning for the kid. That's my understanding. And I don't know if they were, what, at a grocery store, something of the nature. A ShopRite grocery store. I think ShopRite's a grocery store. But apparently one of the workers who was arrested after he allegedly hit Rudy Giuliani in the back has had his charges downgraded, according to the New York Post. Now, it seemed a little much that this guy got charged. Rudy's, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And effectively, and I've seen the video, let me describe it. Daniel Gill, 39, left a Staten Island criminal court after his arraignment Monday. Gill, who has no previous criminal history, had his charges downgraded to third-degree assault, third-degree menacing, and second-degree harassment after the over the caught-on-camera attack inside the supermarket. He was initially charged with second-degree assault involving a person over the age of 65. What, you can't smack Rudy on the back because he's old? He's
Stop
old.
Touching me all the time.
He was allowed to be released on his own recognizance. Gill's defense attorney, Susan Plattis, said it appeared to be a tap on the back and not a slap. This is not a criminal contact. It's very unlikely that the touch could have caused any injury. So to call this assault in the third or even menacing is a stretch. Now, Giuliani refused medical attention at the scene, but complained of swelling and much more pain due to the incident. Security footage of the incident, they're calling it an incident, the brouhaha at the ShopRite, the incident shows Gill coming up behind Rudy Giuliani and slap him on the back before apparently exchanging words with him. While the slap doesn't seem to reflect Giuliani's account, you know, Giuliani said it was a big deal. The video says no big deal. He can be seen slightly lurching forward after Gill makes contact with his back. Giuliani has called for Gill to be locked up. Lock him up. See, he could have easily been killed if he'd have been knocked to the floor. If only it were that easy to kill Giuliani. This guy should be in prison, Giuliani said during a virtual press conference ahead of Gill's court appearance. Then later slammed the downgrading of the charges, saying, finally, I thought we had a DA in New York and Staten Island who was a real DA in favor of protecting victims and not letting the criminals go free. Giuliani claims the man said the former New York City mayor kills women due to a stance on abortion. What else did he say?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I know. I wish I had the specific quote. Like, you're a scumbag, and like slapped him on the back. Like, how you doing, scumbag? You kill women, or something of that sort. You know, and he gave, and I've also been guilty of this form of, you know, menacing or third degree assault. I've confessed on air, although statute of limitations far exceeded. But I smacked the heck out of the back of a kid's head for sitting at my desk, putting my feet up on it. And, you know, I gave him the old, I actually lined it up because I had had minor surgery on my right hand. So I couldn't use my good whacking hand. I had to line up the left hand and, you know, it was deliberate. I had to make sure I had a good approach angle. You know, if you're going to backhand off-handed, you got to line it up. So I just smacked this kid on the head, left like a red handprint on the back of his neck, and meant to do it. Absolutely. Guilty. But anywho, the kid had it coming, kind of like Rudy Giuliani had it coming. And, you know, I'm sure he'd like the race hell, but, you know, at the end of the day, hearty smack on the back or the back of the head, you know, technically it might cross a line. You probably shouldn't do that with regularity, but if someone's really got it coming, you know, give them the old sugar smack. It's good enough for my breakfast cereal. It's good enough for that kid who had his feet on my desk, and it was good enough for Rudy Giuliani.
Speaking as a former bouncer, I have many things to say.
Would you throw a guy? I mean, if you saw one guy walk up and smack another guy in the back, you know, and say, "Hey, scumbag," would that get you thrown out?
Yeah, I'd get him thrown out unless the other person was a friend of theirs, and they were like, "We're just being idiots." I'm like, "Please stop being idiots, because we can't assume either way." And then if you do it again, we'll throw you both out.
Yeah, but criminal arrest?
Would you go get
a guy charged?
No. And if the cop came to me to give a report, I'd say, yeah, dude, smacked him upside the head. It's fine.
Dude, like your second day on the job, you were in a acting role where you played a mob bouncer on TV and you threw the mobster out in the alley and then you spit on him.
Yeah.
Would you have thrown the guy out and spit on the Giuliani smacker perpetrator?
I haven't spit on anyone in real life, but I've definitely thrown a couple people in dumpsters.
In real life?
That was just a friend.
You guys were just kidding. Just being idiots.
Just friendly.
Wasn't Giuliani, was it? Come back. We got a fine guest joining us for the Happier Happy Hour. He is John Nichols from The Nation. Your phone call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
You take your hand, you stick it in your ass like this.
Sometimes when we touch.
If you touch me again, I'll kill you.
Let's have trial by combat.
I've fallen. And I can't get...